Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We are at the Authors Studio at the 2008 Book Expo America Convention in L.A. and sitting right now with author Christopher Moore. Welcome, Christopher.
Thanks a lot.
Now, you just came out with a book called Fool, and this is a little different. It's King Lear from the viewpoint of the fool.
Yeah, actually it'll be out in the spring, but that is the story.
Okay, you've worked with Jesus and you've worked with Shakespeare. Who's easier to work with?
Both divas, really, aren't they? I would have to say they're both difficult projects because I did rewrite the Gospels from the point of view of Jesus' best friend, but different sorts of problems. I would say probably the Shakespeare one was more difficult because of the language and having to deal with Elizabethan language, where I wrote Fool sort of in a modern American idiom, and it was quite a bit easier because that's what I speak.
Should mention that when I said you worked with Jesus, why don't you explain what I meant by that?
Well, basically my book Lamb, The Gospel According to Biff, is the 30 years that aren't told in the Gospels according to Christ's childhood pal, Biff. And it basically covers all those parts of Jesus' life that aren't in the Gospels and in a comedic form. And it's been in print 5 years and goes on and off the New York Times list. But a lot of people tend to buy it for gifts and like it. And that was a pretty big research project. This is probably the second biggest research project I've ever done, Fool is, because I had to sort of acquaint myself with all the works of Shakespeare. So it's fair to sort of compare the two, I guess.
Well, you're very courageous. You're taking on two of history's, you know, most monumental figures.
Well, yeah, why not, you know? Why not? You got to keep trying.
So you are an American, correct?
That is correct.
All right, so what motivated you to write this, a British comedy?
I think there's a great tradition. I've written comedy in prose for 20 years now, and there's a great tradition among the Brits to write comedy in prose where there's not so much. I think Mark Twain said that Americans write humor, the French write satire, and the Brits write comedy. And so I sort of had a great admiration for Douglas Adams and P.G. Wodehouse, and you know, on through, you know, back to Shakespeare's comedies, that I thought, well, I want to see if, almost like speaking a foreign language, if I can write in that idiom, in the way that the Brits are, because their comedy tends to be really rhetorical. And so it was just a challenge. I often will pick a project that I don't know if I can do it or not. And it kind of keeps you awake trying to do something that you're not necessarily comfortable with.
Well, as you mentioned, you did an incredible amount of research. So tell me what you might have found that was very surprising to you about the country of England.
England, I think I expected it to be less foreign. I sort of thought, well, it's just like America, but they speak a different language, and it's not. It's a very European country. And I think that I also may have perceived that there was sort of a generic Brit, and they all spoke the same, but they're as regional, if not more so, than we are as Americans. And so I suddenly was not faced with one dialect, but, you know, 30, because the accents in England, you know, vary from county to county, not just north, south, you know, east, west. So I think that was my biggest revelation, was that this was a group of peoples and not a single people. And it was a good revelation. It was, you know, there's sort of a diversity. I think we have a cliche in the U.S. that all of a sudden it's just these inbred white people that live in, you know, off the coast of Europe, but none of which is true, by the way. It was interesting. And also, I think, not surprising, but a revelation, was that the Brits are much more engaged with the entire world. They're not so self-obsessed as we are as Americans. I think because of our oceans or whatever reason, all of our news is about us. And when you watch the news in England, it's about the world. And that was a bit of a surprise. They just seem more engaged with the rest of the world than we are.
Is the book out yet?
The book will be out in February of 2009. It's finished, and we're in the editing processes right now.
Wonderful. Well, good luck with it.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
it. Christopher Moore, and the book is called Fool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.